Understanding the Benefits, SSA Publication Number 05-10024, January 2010. The contents of this audio publication are Contacting Social Security. Social Security, a simple concept. What you need to know about Social Security while you are working. What you need to know about benefits. Benefits for your family. When you are ready to apply for benefits. Supplemental Security Income or SSI Program. Right to Appeal. Medicare. Some facts about Social Security. Contacting Social Security. Our website is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. There are a number of things you can do online. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Social Security, a simple concept. Social Security reaches almost every family and at some point will touch the lives of nearly all Americans. Social Security helps not only older Americans, but also workers who become disabled and families in which a spouse or parent dies. Today, about 164 million people work and pay Social Security taxes, and about 50 million people receive monthly Social Security benefits. Most of our beneficiaries are retirees and their families, about 34 million people. But Social Security was never meant to be the only source of income for people when they retire. Social Security replaces about 40% of an average wage earner's income after retiring, and most financial advisors say retirees will need about 70% or more of pre-retirement earnings to live comfortably. Americans need much more than just Social Security. They also need private pensions, savings, and investments. The Social Security Administration wants you to understand what Social Security can mean to you and your family's financial future. This publication, Understanding the Benefits, explains the basics of the Social Security Retirement, Disability, and Survivors Insurance programs. The current Social Security system works like this. When you work, you pay taxes into Social Security. The tax money is used to pay benefits to people who already have retired, people who are disabled, survivors of workers who have died, and dependents of beneficiaries. The money you pay in taxes is not held in a personal account for you to use when you get benefits. Your taxes are being used right now to pay people who now are getting benefits. Any unused money goes to the Social Security trust funds, not a personal account with your name on it. Social Security is more than retirement. Many people think of Social Security as just a retirement program. Although it is true that most of the people receiving Social Security receive retirement benefits, many others get Social Security because they are disabled, or a spouse or child of someone who gets Social Security, or a spouse or child of a worker who died, or a dependent parent of a worker who died. Depending on your circumstances, you may be eligible for Social Security at any age. In fact, Social Security pays more benefits to children than any other government program. Your Social Security taxes. The Social Security taxes you and other workers pay into the system are used to pay for Social Security benefits. You pay Social Security taxes on your earnings up to a certain amount. That amount increases each year to keep pace with wages. In 2010, that amount is $106,800. Medicare taxes. You pay Medicare taxes on all of your wages or net earnings from self-employment. These taxes are used for Medicare coverage. If you work for someone else, you pay 6.2% Social Security tax and 1.45% Medicare tax, and your employer pays 6.2% Social Security tax and 1.45% Medicare tax. If you are self-employed, you pay 12.4% Social Security tax and 2.9% Medicare tax. Where your Social Security tax dollars go. When you work, 85 cents of every Social Security tax dollar you pay goes to a trust fund that pays monthly benefits to current retirees and their families and to surviving spouses and children of workers who have died. The other 15 cents goes to a trust fund that pays benefits to people with disabilities and their families. From these trust funds, Social Security also pays the cost of managing the Social Security programs. The Social Security Administration is one of the most efficient agencies in the federal government, and we are working to make it better every day. Of each Social Security tax dollar you pay, we spend less than one penny to manage the program. The entire amount of taxes you pay for Medicare goes to a trust fund that pays for some of the costs of hospital and related care of all Medicare beneficiaries. Medicare is managed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, not Social Security. What you need to know about Social Security while you are working. Your Social Security number. Your link with Social Security is your Social Security number. You will need it to get a job and to pay taxes. We use your Social Security number to track your earnings while you are working and to track your benefits after you are getting Social Security. Do not carry your Social Security card unless you need it. Do not carry your Social Security card unless you need to show it to your employer. You should be careful about giving someone your Social Security number. Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes today. Most of the times, identity thieves use your Social Security number and your good credit to apply for more credit in your name. Then they use the credit cards to buy things for themselves, and they do not pay the bills. Your Social Security number and our records are confidential. If someone else asks us for information we have about you, we will not give any information without your written consent, unless the law requires or permits it. Contact us if you need a Social Security number, if you lose your card and need another one, or if you need to change your name on your current card. We will ask you to fill out a simple one-page form and ask to see certain documents. We need to see originals or copies certified by the issuing office. We cannot accept photocopies or notarized copies of documents. To get a Social Security number or a replacement card, you must prove your U.S. citizenship or immigration status, age, and identity. For a replacement card, proof of your U.S. citizenship and age are not required if they are already in our records. Only certain documents can be accepted as proof of U.S. citizenship. These include your U.S. birth certificate, U.S. passport, U.S. consular report of birth, certificate of naturalization, or certificate of citizenship. If you are not a U.S. citizen, different rules apply for proving your immigration status. Acceptable proofs of identity would include current documents showing your name, identifying information, and preferably a recent photograph, such as a driver's license, a state-issued non-driver identification card, or a U.S. passport. To apply for a change of name on your Social Security card, you must show a recently issued document that proves your name has been legally changed. Be sure to safeguard your Social Security card. You are limited to 3 replacement cards in a year and 10 during your lifetime. Legal name changes and other exceptions do not count toward these limits. For example, changes in non-citizen status that require card updates may not count towards these limits. Also, you may not be affected by these limits if you can prove you need the card to prevent a significant hardship. For more information, contact us and ask for your Social Security number and card, publication number 05-1002. If you are not a citizen, you also can ask for Social Security numbers for non-citizens, publication number 05-10096. All of our services are free. Social Security never charges for the services we provide. How you become eligible for Social Security. As you work and pay taxes, you earn Social Security quote credits. In 2009, you earn 1 credit for each $1,090 in earnings, up to a maximum of 4 credits per year. The amount of money needed to earn 1 credit goes up every year. Most people need 40 credits, 10 years of work, to qualify for benefits. Younger people need fewer credits to be eligible for disability benefits or for family members to be eligible for survivor's benefits when the worker dies. What you need to know about benefits. Social Security benefits replace a percentage of your earnings when you retire, become disabled, or die. Each year, we will send you a Social Security statement showing your earnings history and an estimate of the retirement, disability, and survivor's benefits you and your family may receive based on your earnings. we will send you a Social Security statement showing your earnings history and an estimate of the retirement, disability, and survivor's benefits you and your family may receive based on those earnings. When you receive your statement, check your earnings history carefully. Make sure all of your earnings are accurate. Be sure to report any errors to us. That is important because your benefits will be based on your lifetime earnings. Your statement also is useful in helping you plan your financial future. Retirement benefits. Choosing when to retire is one of the most important decisions you will make in your lifetime. If you choose to retire when you reach full retirement age, you will receive your full retirement benefits. But if you retire before reaching full retirement age, you will receive reduced benefits for the rest of your life. Full retirement age. If you were born in 1942 or earlier, you are already eligible for your full Social Security benefit. If you were born from 1943 to 1960, the age at which full retirement benefits are payable increases gradually to age 67. The following chart will guide you in determining your full retirement age. If your year of birth is 1943 through 1954, your full retirement age is 66. If your year of birth is 1955, your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months. If your year of birth is 1956, your full retirement age is 66 and 4 months. If your year of birth is 1957, your full retirement age is 66 and 6 months. If your year of birth is 1958, your full retirement age is 66 and 8 months. If your year of birth is 1959, your full retirement age is 66 and 10 months. If your year of birth is 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67. Note, although the full retirement age is rising, you should still apply for Medicare benefits within 3 months of your 65th birthday. If you wait longer, your Medicare medical insurance, Part B, and prescription drug coverage, Part D, may cost you more money. Delayed retirement. If you choose to delay receiving benefits beyond your full retirement age, your benefit will be increased by a certain percentage, depending on the year you were born. The increase will be added in automatically from the time you reach full retirement age until you start taking benefits or reach age 70, whichever comes first. If, for example, you were born in 1940, your benefit would increase 7% for each year between your full retirement age and age 70. If, for example, you were born in 1940, your benefit would increase 7% each year between your full retirement age and age 70 that you do not get retirement benefits. Early retirement. You may start receiving benefits as early as age 62. However, if you start your benefits early, your benefits are reduced permanently, 0.5% for each month you start your Social Security before your full retirement age. For example, if your full retirement age is 66 and you sign up for Social Security when you are 62, you would only get 75% of your full benefit. Note, the reduction will be greater in future years as the full retirement age increases. If you work and get benefits, you can continue to work and still receive retirement benefits. Your earnings in or after the month you reach full retirement age will not reduce your Social Security benefits. However, your benefits will be reduced if your earnings exceed certain limits for the month before you reach your full retirement age. If you work but start receiving benefits before full retirement age, $1 in benefits will be deducted for each $2 in earnings you have above the annual limit. In 2010, the limit is $14,160. In the year you reach your full retirement age, your benefits will be reduced $1 for every $3 you earn over a different annual limit, $37,680 in 2010, until the month you reach full retirement age. Once you reach full retirement age, you can keep working and your Social Security benefit will not be reduced no matter how much you earn. For more information about how work affects your benefits, contact us and ask for How Work Affects Your Benefits, publication number 05-10069. Note, people who work and receive disability or supplemental security income payments have different earnings rules. They immediately must report all of their earnings to Social Security, no matter how much they earn. Retirement benefits for widows and widowers. If you are receiving widows or widowers benefits, you can switch to your own retirement benefits as early as age 62, assuming your retirement benefit is more than the amount you receive on your deceased spouse's earnings. In many cases, you can begin receiving one benefit at a reduced rate and then switch to the other benefit at the full rate when you reach full retirement age. The rules are complicated and vary depending on your situation, so talk to a Social Security representative about the options available to you. For more information about retirement benefits, ask for Retirement Benefits, publication number 05-10035. Disability benefits. If you cannot work because of a physical or mental condition that is expected to last at least 1 year or result in death, you may be eligible for Social Security disability benefits. Our disability rules are different from those of private plans or other government agencies. The fact that you qualify for disability from another agency or program does not mean you will be eligible for disability benefits from us. And having a statement from your doctor indicating you are disabled does not mean you will automatically be eligible for Social Security disability benefits. For more information about Social Security disability benefits, ask for Disability Benefits, publication number 05-10029. You can apply for Social Security disability on our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/apply-for-disability. People with disabilities, including children, who have little income and few resources, also may be eligible for disability payments through the Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, program. For more information about SSI, contact us to ask for Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, publication number 05-11000. If you become disabled, you should file for disability benefits as soon as possible, because it usually takes several months to process a disability claim. You may be able to process your claim more quickly if you have the following when you apply: medical records and treatment dates from your doctors, therapists, hospitals, clinics, and caseworkers, your laboratory and other test results, the names, addresses, phone and fax numbers of your doctors, clinics, and hospitals, the names of all medications you are taking, and the name of your employers and job duties for the last 15 years. Your benefits may be taxable. Some people who get Social Security will have to pay taxes on their benefits. Less than 1/3 of our current beneficiaries pay taxes on their benefits. You will have to pay taxes if you file a federal tax return as a, quote, individual, and your total income is more than $25,000. If you file a joint return, you will have to pay taxes if you and your spouse have a total income that is more than $32,000. For more information, call the Internal Revenue Service's toll-free number, 1-800-829-3676. Benefits for your family. When you start receiving Social Security retirement or disability benefits, other family members also may be eligible for payments. For example, benefits can be paid to your husband or wife if he or she is age 62 or older, or at any age he or she is caring for your child. The child must be younger than 16 or disabled and receiving Social Security benefits on your record. Benefits also can be paid to your unmarried children if they are younger than 18, between 18 and 19 years old, but in elementary or secondary school as full-time students, or age 18 or older and severely disabled. The disability must have started before age 22. If you become the parent of a child, including an adopted child, after you begin receiving benefits, let us know about the child so we can decide if the child is eligible for disabilities. So we can decide if the child is eligible for benefits. How much can family members get? Each family member may be eligible for a monthly benefit that is up to half of your retirement or a disability benefit amount. However, there is a limit to the total amount of money that can be paid to your family. The limit varies, but is generally equal to about 150% to 180% of your retirement benefit. If you are divorced, your ex-spouse may qualify for benefits on your earnings. In some situations, he or she may get benefits even if you are not receiving them. To qualify, a divorced spouse must have been married to you for at least 10 years, have been divorced at least 2 years, be at least 62 years old, be unmarried, and not be eligible for an equal or higher benefit based on his or her own work or someone else's work. Survivor's benefits. When you die, your family may be eligible for benefits based on your work. Family members who can collect benefits include a widow or widower who is 60 or older, or 50 or older and disabled, or any age if he or she is caring for your child who is younger than 16 or disabled and receiving Social Security benefits. Your children can receive benefits too if they are unmarried and younger than 18 years old or between 18 and 19 years old but in an elementary or secondary school as full-time students or age 18 or older and severely disabled. The disability must have started before age 22. Additionally, your parents can receive benefits on your earnings if they were dependent on you for at least half of their support. Payment after death. If you had enough credits, a one-time payment of $255 also will be made after your death. This benefit may be paid to your spouse or minor children if they meet certain requirements. If you are divorced, your ex-spouse may be eligible for survivor's benefits on your record when you die. He or she must be at least 60 years old or 50 if disabled and have been married to you at least 10 years, or be any age if he or she is caring for your child who is eligible for benefits based on your work, and not be eligible for an equal or higher benefit based on his or her own work, and not be currently married unless the remarriage occurred after age 60 or after age 50 if disabled. Note, if your ex-spouse remarries after 60, he or she may be eligible for Social Security benefits based both on your work and the new spouse's work, whichever is higher. How much will your survivors get? Your survivors receive a percentage of your basic Social Security benefit, usually in a range from 75 to 100% each. However, there is a limit to the amount of money that can be paid each month to a family. The limit varies, but is generally equal to about 150 to 180% of your benefit rate. When you are ready to apply for benefits, you should apply for benefits about 3 months before the date you want your benefits to start. If you are not quite ready to retire, but are thinking about doing so in the near future, you may want to visit Social Security's website to use our convenient and informative retirement planner at www.socialsecurity.gov/retire2. To file for disability or survivor's benefits, you should apply as soon as you are eligible. You also can apply for benefits on our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/apply for benefits. You also can calculate your benefit amount at www.socialsecurity.gov/planners. What you will need to apply. When you apply for benefits, we will ask you to provide certain documents. The documents we will ask for depend on the type of benefits you are filing for. Providing these documents to us quickly will help us pay your benefits faster. You must submit original documents or copies certified by the issuing office. We cannot accept photocopies. Do not delay filing an application just because you do not have all of the documents you need. We will help you get them. Here is a list of some documents you may need when you sign up for Social Security. Your Social Security card or a record of your number, your birth certificate, your children's birth certificate and Social Security numbers if you are applying for them, proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful immigration status if you or a child were not born in the United States, your spouse's birth certificate and Social Security number if he or she is applying for benefits based on your earnings, marriage certificate if signing up on a spouse's earnings or if your spouse is signing up on your earnings, your military discharge papers if you had military service, and your most recent W-2 form or your tax return if you are self-employed. We will let you know if other documents are needed when you apply. How benefits are paid. Social Security benefits are generally paid by direct deposit. Direct deposit is a simple, safe, and secure way to receive your benefits. Be sure to have your checkbook or account statement with you when you apply. We will need that information to make sure your monthly benefit is correctly deposited into your account. If you do not want direct deposit, we will make other arrangements to pay your monthly benefits. Supplemental Security Income, or SSI program. If you get Social Security benefits but have limited income and resources, things you own, SSI may be able to help. SSI is financed from general revenues, not Social Security taxes. SSI makes monthly payments to people who are age 65 or older or who are blind or disabled. We do not count some of your income and some of your resources when we decide whether you are eligible for SSI. Your house and your car, for example, usually are not counted as resources. Call us for more information or to apply for SSI. Right to appeal. If you disagree with a decision made on your claim, you can appeal it. For an explanation of the steps you can take, ask for the appeals process, publication number 05-10041. You have the right to be represented by an attorney or other qualified person of your choice. For more information, ask for your right to representation, publication number 05-10075.